James is the author and Becca is the photographer of a new book called Lake Superior Flavors, and it's a field guide to food and drink along the Circle Tour. James and Becca are the founders of the popular food website Heavy Table, and they have put together this celebration of food and culture around the shores of Lake Superior. Good evening, James. I'm really excited to talk to you. This book came into the studio this week, and I've been picking it up all week, and I can hardly put it down. The whole concept of course, food around Lake Superior, which is our home, is enticing, but also the photography in here is just fabulous too. So,
oh well, thank you so much. We had a lot of fun putting it together.
Now, tell me how did you think of doing this whole project?
Well, to a large extent, it was an offshoot of an earlier book we did called The Master Cheesemakers of Wisconsin. We put about 7,000 miles on our car driving all around Wisconsin interviewing these certified master cheesemakers. And we were sort of looking around the upper Midwest and thinking, well, where is, you know, another part of the region that has a great story to tell that would lend itself to some epic road tripping? And pretty soon our eyes fell upon Lake Superior. It's just an amazing body of water, and it's a very distinct and interesting region, and not a lot has necessarily been written about the food of the region. So we thought, well, let's take our oral history approach to research and Becca's photography skills and apply them to a new part of the upper Midwest. It's been a work in progress for a few years. We had two full circle tours all the way around the lake from Duluth to Superior the long way. And then we came back up to the North Shore a few times and up to the South Shore, I think, two more times. So, those are sort of the miles we put on the vehicle. But we also did, library research and phone interviews and all sorts of other supporting work for the book. And so it hasn't been a full-time job for 3 years, but it certainly consumed our hearts and our minds to a large degree over that period of time.
Yeah, and it shows so much in the photographs. It's just delightful. So you spend a lot of time around the lake. I imagine there's a lot of similarities and then a lot of differences, too, in the people and the geography, of course, and the food. Is there anything that's really striking that you left the project with?
Well, yeah, no, I think there is common to people all around the lake. I think there is a self-reliance, there's a pragmatism, there's a sort of an elegance or simplicity that really expresses itself in the food, which is kind of the way I like to eat. I'm not a fancy place with a white tablecloth and candles kind of guy, so I really appreciate that there's just a really simple, natural, pared-back kind of aesthetic all around the lake. And then as far as differences go, I mean, I think, North Shore, South Shore, Upper Peninsula, Canada, they really all have their own sort of personalities. Some of them have their own sort of regional spins on what local food means. And I think they all have sort of different relationships with this idea of local food and farmers markets and food as a sense of place. And that really kind of changes as you go around the lake. And that was a fun aspect of the story to explore.
So it's not really a book of recipes. It's not a book it's really about the culture.
That's right. I mean, it's part travel guide. There are some tasting notes. There's a lot of interesting restaurants and purveyors in here. But a lot of it, too, is oral history. It's talking with people who are cheesemakers or brewers or people who smoke fish or roast coffee, people who imbue food with sort of an artisan aesthetic, who make stuff that's just special. It's something that they've spent time really caring about and really working on. So you get a lot of sort of life stories and insights into culture and immigration patterns, as well as a really delicious circle tour that you can take yourself. One of the things we dip into is food of the lake itself, the fish, the whitefish, the lake herring, sort of how those stocks have done historically and what it means to be a fisherman and then what it means to handle the fish out of it after it comes out of the water. And I think it's a really interesting part of the story. And then we also get into the idea of food sheds, which is, to what extent can you locally produce the food that people want to eat? We talked to a really interesting guy who's a farmer in Finland, Minnesota, about sort of the upper Midwestern superior food shed. He's very interested in self-sufficiency and whether that's something that's possible or desirable or attainable, and, you know, how local food plays a role in that. So there's all these kind of stories woven through the book, you know, as well as some great pieces of pie and great places to grab a cup of coffee.
Was that David Abbas?
Yes, that's right.
Okay,
he's
a familiar character to all of us here. His practices and the things he does are well known to a lot of us on the North Shore.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, really interesting guy, and his family farm, a Round River farm, is a really magical place. It's a really interesting place.
One of the things that caught my eye in the book, just the unique places and people you came upon in the Society of St. John Monastery and the Jam Pot Bakery.
Yes.
And it just, I mean, the pictures of that are just amazing here, but maybe you could just share, I mean, because that looks like it was an experience in itself just to get to
that.
Yeah,
no, it's a really interesting place. I mean, the Keweenaw Peninsula, you're already, it feels like you're two steps away from civilization as you're sort of used to experiencing it. It's a beautiful kind of wild place. And then to, you know, meet these monks who are come out of sort of a Ukrainian branch of the Catholic Church, who are making this really wonderful fruit bread and jams from the local berries and the chocolate truffles and stuff like that. It's something out of a fairy tale. The head of the order there, Father Basil, who we talked to, was just every bit as sort of witty and wise and philosophical as you might have hoped. We had a great long conversation with them and just some delicious, delicious bites of food, too. That is something we did some pre-research and talked to people. We actually had a friend who grew up in the UP. And he said, you know, make sure when you're up in the Keweenaw, don't miss the jam monks. And I said, that sounds too intriguing to pass up. So we'll make sure not to miss them. So that was a tip from a friend.
Yeah, and so as I went through the book, I saw a lot of different ones just like this, but that one particularly caught my eye. But there's just the ethnic diversity around the lake must have just been amazing.
It's that was really a really fun part of the book too, is just sort of discovering all the different flavors contributed by, you know, different people have immigrated from all over the world and native peoples, Ojibwe as well, but, you know, Italian and Finnish and all sorts of other stuff. Kind of people really express where they're from in food. So it's a very fun way to kind of peel away the layers of society and, you know, and say, well, who lives here and where did they come from?
Also, I just, of course, have to put a plug in for our particular area, and I noticed that George Wilkes of the Angry Trout Cafe is in here, and he was just on the show prior to you, which is kind of fun. You also mentioned Dockside Fish Market, the New Scenic Cafe down the shore, of course, and Nana Bijou, glorious photo of Nana Bijou. Also, World's Best Donuts is on the back cover.
Yeah, no, they had a lot of fun in your neck of the woods, and you know, I think one of the single best things that we ate on the whole trip was a grilled herring at Angry Trout. And just when the fish is that fresh and that natural, it just it really comes through in the flavor. And, you know, I've eaten sushi in New York and San Francisco and had good fish all over the place, but that really was one of the best pieces of fish I've had anywhere. And it was really a treat to eat it outdoors at the lake right there. We just feel lucky to have met all the people we met in the process of writing this book. They're amazing characters, really talented food artisans, and if you pick the book up and read it, you get to meet them too, and I think that's one of the most fun things about it.
This interview is part of WTIP's Exploration of Environmental Stewardship. The series is funded in part by the Wharton and Family Fund and the Global Awareness Fund of the Duluth Superior Area Community Foundation.